With less than a week before Baltimore City's primary, Stephanie Rawlings Blake is working the Ashburton neighborhood where she grew up and where it seems almost everyone knows her.
Good evening.
Yes.
How are you, sir? I'm City Council President Stephanie
Rawlings Blake. I know exactly
who you are.
So
Is that a good thing?
I don't vote in the city, but you got my mother's vote.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Rawlings Blake says it never fails.
But at the end of the day, I have a list of family members I have to call through and say, this person said hi from down to Poe Homes. This person, you know,
it doesn't hurt that she is the daughter of the late Howard Pete Rawlings, the longtime state delegate from her Northwest Baltimore district and chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Yet, she says it would be a disservice to her father and the rest of her family to rest on that name.
Having Rawlings as a last name doesn't get you a free ride. For me, and what I was taught, it means that you have to do more.
Rawlings Blake, 37, has been in elective office since she was 20 when she won a race for the Democratic State Central Committee. She has served on the city council for 12 years, seven of them as vice president. She was chosen president by her colleagues in January, succeeding Sheila Dixon, who became mayor. As chairman of the powerful budget committee, she tried something new. She polled council members about their priorities for their districts before each budget session.
So instead of waiting for the budget to come out and fighting over the scraps afterward, let's have a budget that reflects the needs of your district.
For longtime council member Mary Pat Clark, that was a signal that Rawlings Blake may be a different kind of council president.
I had never been so systematically asked what I wanted. I usually know what I want and go fight for it, but I had never been asked before by a budget chair, what would you like to see in the budget that would help your district?
As council vice president, Rawlings Blake was the floor leader for then-Mayor Martin O'Malley's legislation in a number of bruising battles.
She never flinched, and she had a very, I think, calm and reassuring way of reminding all of us what was in the best interests of the people of our city.
As president, she created a separate committee on education and named Clark, who has pushed for money for youth programs, the chair.
She has hung very tight with me as education chair, fighting to get all the money we need to provide all the services to the children that we were able to provide even last year. She hasn't blinked on that one.
Clark has not endorsed her, but several prominent unions have, as well as Congressman Elijah Cummings, Dixon, and O'Malley. Yet Michael Sarbanes, the son of former U.S. Senator Paul Sarbanes and chief of staff to former Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, holds a slight edge in the latest Baltimore Sun poll. Fourth District Councilman Ken Harris was in single digits in that poll, and perennial candidate Charles Ulysses Smith didn't even register. Sarbanes, a housing activist, is in his first run for elective office, and Rawlings Blake finds comfort in that.
When a team chooses a captain, they don't do it from the bench, and they certainly don't do it from the bleachers. I have a track record of being able to build coalitions to move the city forward. I know that that's what it takes, and I know that by the time that it's all over, the city will recognize that as well.
As most politicians do, she says the only poll that really counts is on Election Day. I'm Joel McCord, reporting in Northwest Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.